Nickel
Shabbos.
Kovach Shabbos Kodesh, everyone. A good Erev Shabbos. And a Gemar Chassima Tova. Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos, all your Shabbos. A good Erev Shabbos, a big thank you as always to our generous sponsors, Mendy and Tzipora Fishman. The sponsor trip Friday into Erev Shabbos for a slip of Chayyim Sebastian Villafredo. In memory of Rabbi Edo Jonathan Sachs, Rabbi Yaakov Sigan David Aryeh, thank you so much for your generosity. It is Erev Shabbos. Shabbos is coming. This is no ordinary Shabbos. This is a special Shabbos. This is the Shabbos of Shabbos Shiva. And here comes the siren. There it is. Shabbos is coming. So let's spend a few minutes turning Friday into Erev Shabbos together. This is no ordinary Shabbos, as I mentioned. It is Shabbos Shuva. The name itself tells us this is an extraordinary Shabbos, a special Shabbos. These Shabbosim have these names not just as indicators, not just as a way of marking our calendar, but it tells us the mahos, it tells us the theme, it tells us the essence of this Shabbos. This Shabbos is pregnant with the possibility of tshuva. Last week we spoke about the same letters in Shavta, to return, Boshes, shame or guilt, seeing the shiflas ha'adam, our mortality, our lowliness, and Shabbos, which is our greatness, the opportunity to draw close, to connect with Hashem. So this is the Shabbos of Shuva, and it begins by taking Shabbos seriously. Shabbos, Shuva. This Shabbos, let's go home. This Shabbos, let's return. This Shabbos, let's go back. Maybe the whole last year we've distanced, we've strayed. Maybe there's been a divide between us and the Almighty. Maybe we're frustrated, we're disappointed, we're angry. Maybe we're just distracted. Maybe we just are languishing. We don't have enough energy or strength. But Shabbos, Shuva. Shabbos gives us the energy. Shabbos gives us the momentum. Shabbos gives us the runway. Shabbos gives us the encouragement. Shabbos, Shuva. Shabbos is what enables us to return and to come home. That's our mission, that's our want, that's our desire, simply to come home. We come home by taking Shabbos seriously. We take our Shabbos, Shuva. We do tshuva in our attitude towards Shabbos, in our attitude towards Friday. So today, you know, there are exactly 7 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, and each of those days corresponds with that day of the whole year. So if Friday, we turn Friday into Erev Shabbos, if today we're ready early, if today our home is transformed from Friday into Erev Shabbos in the flavor, the smell, the sight, the sounds, we're playing Erev Shabbos music and our table is set and we're getting ready and we are prepared and Shabbos finds us waiting, not the opposite way around, then we atone, we repair for whatever neglect or whatever disrespect we showed Shabbos the entire year. So our whole attitude, time is slipping away, it's almost time, depending where you are in the world, maybe the early Shabbos is coming very quickly, but we have an attitude, if we have an opportunity, if we change our attitude, and if we capture the moment, Shabbos, Shuva. Our process of Shuva begins with our attitude towards Shabbos. What kind of conversations will we have at our table? The Zmiros that will sing, what attitude will we have to the people around us in shul? What will be our punctuality with the minyanim that we attend? How will we use our time? And how will we rest and rejuvenate, not only physically, but spiritually and emotionally as well? Shabbos, Shuva. It's a Shabbos of return. Shabbos is pregnant with possibility. This Shabbos is an incredible invitation and opportunity. And I share with you from Alekech Ha'alim of Rav Avram Shor and the head of the Beis Medrash of Nezer Gedaliyahu. And he says the following. We find ourselves in these 10 days, these auspicious days, these days which are predisposed to return, to repair, to being able to elevate and transform. Shabbos Hazehu, Shabbos HaRishon HaShalashon, is the first Shabbos of the year. It's the beginning. Everything follows the beginning. It's a new slate. It's wiped clean. It's a new opportunity. It's a fresh start. This is a great Shabbos. It finds itself in the middle of these days of tshuva. V'yesh b'koach miyuchad shukol al kol havav yamim abayim v'nichlo bo kedushas yom ha-kippurim. The Shabbos, it encompasses everything of the coming week. Shabbos prepares us, empowers us. Shabbos enables us for everything coming that week. What's coming in the week ahead? Well, this Shabbos is Shabbos Shuva. It's coming for many of us as a drasha. You're all invited 9 p.m. Motzei Shabbos. You can find it on our YouTube channel. If you subscribe, you'll be notified in real time. You can find it on our website. You can find the source sheets there. Join us 9 p.m. We'll talk about how habits determine our future. It's at 9 p.m. So for Shat Rabbis, what's the Shabbos? The Shabbos is getting ready, either on Shabbos or Motzei Shabbos, for Shabbos Shuvah. But it also, next week, is Yom Kippur. We know that the energy of all the days of the week, what informed and what inspired and what directed and what set the trajectory of those days of the week, the Shabbos prior. What did we do on that Shabbos before? Who were we on that Shabbos before? How did we spend our time that Shabbos before? What were our goals and our ambitions and our dreams and our aspirations that Shabbos before? What did we capture and take out with us from the Shabbos before? The Shabbos before is critical as the engine that drives the coming week. So this coming week has within it the Holy Yom Kippur. And therefore this Shabbos, the Shabbos of Shuvah, is so critically important. In order, you think that it's going to happen when you walk and stumble and trip into Yom Kippur. We're getting ready for Yom Kippur already this Shabbos. We find in the Holy Sefer, Pri Tzadik, Rav Tzadik HaKohen of Lublin, and Parshas Vayetze, Shekasav ki Kedushas HaShabbos Bechlal Yesh BaKedushas Shel HaMoedim. Shabbos has implicit, intrinsic within it, Shabbos is the ultimate holiday. Rav Simcha Friedman of HaShalom, who will dedicate the Shabbos Shuvah Drasha to tomorrow night, he always used to love to say to his grandchildren, he'd say to me, he'd say to others, he'd say, what's the next Jewish holiday? Randomly, the middle of the week, he'd say, what's the next Jewish holiday? And people would say, it's Sukkot, it's Chanukah, it's Purim, it's Shavuos. He'd always say, no, it's Shabbos. Shabbos is a Jewish holiday. Shabbos is a holiday that has within it all the themes of all the holidays. What does the Pri Tzadik, what does Rav Tzadik HaKohen mean? Inyan Zesha Shabbos Yesh Bekedushas Yom Kippur. How do we know that? Because the Gemara tells us, Gam Kedush Shabbos, Kodesh Nechol Bekedush Shabbos, why? Kedushas Yom HaKippurim U'Mechilas Avonos. Because what's Yom Kippur about? Forgiveness, atonement. Yom Kippur is about repair. Yom Kippur is about purging and getting a clean slate. V'hu b'yichud Shabbos. And that's something what Shabbos is about. Because Chazal tells us, the Gemara tells us, afilu ovir avarazor kedor enosh, mochlen lo ayidei shmir Shabbos. Even somebody who's worshipped idols, even somebody who's saturated in idolatry, even somebody who's so contaminated in idolatry, if they observe Shabbos, mochlen lo, kol avonosos. Shabbos has the opportunity to start again. Reset, reboot, fresh start, new week, new beginning, new opportunity. So what we're going to get out of Yom Kippur next week, we could already get out of the Shabbos. But which one is holier? And which one has a greater opportunity to find and earn forgiveness? Yom Kippur, that we wait for once a year, or Shabbos? So says Rav Tzadok, Hine od b'malas yosem yom ha-kippurim. You know, when it comes to desecrating God's name, somebody who did a Chilul Hashem, Yom Kippur, you could request atonement, but you don't have full atonement from Yom Kippur. That's how terrible. When you make a vacuum of God's name, when you desecrate God's name, when you drive people further away from God, when we're discourteous and unkind and insensitive, and when we push people away from wanting to connect to God, it's unforgivable. It's unforgivable. But b'Shabbos mochlin, afilu avdei avodazara ka'anush, sheyesh bo chilul Hashem. Shabbos can atone even for that which Yom Kippur can't. Wow, what a power. So yes, we'll gear up for Yom Kippur. And yes, we'll listen to drushas and watch videos and read posts and send text messages. And we'll wear white and we'll say the machzor will be angelic when we'll fast. Yes, next week we'll gear up for Yom Kippur. But do you know, in each and every Shabbos, do you know that tonight and tomorrow, mochlin lo, no matter what level of idolatry, how far we strayed, Shabbos itself can reboot, Shabbos can restart, Shabbos can atone. Implicit within Shabbos are the themes of all the holidays. Every week, the next big holiday is Shabbos. And so, Shabbos has this power, particularly the Shabbos of Shabbos Shuvah. So let's spend it, let's take advantage of it, let's not sleepwalk through it. Shabbos, this holy, holy Shabbos, again, sing Zmiros, get lost in song. It is the voice of nourishes the neshama. Shir Divrei Torah, read stories, have provocative, thought-provoking conversations. Don't talk about people, talk about ideas. Don't talk about Corona, talk about Kavod Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Don't talk about things that elevate and enrich and uplift. Talk about holy. Sleep, rest, absolutely, we need it. Particularly those giving, did I mention the Shabbos Shuvah Drasha, 9 p.m. tomorrow night? Definitely rest those who need it. But don't sleep for the sake of sleep. Sleep for the sake of a Shalosh Shudas, which is going to change you forever. An epic Shalosh Shudas of the first Shabbos of the year. Raivin deraivin, the end of Shabbos, right before God decided to create the world, which we just marked last week. when he made that decision is the most auspicious time. It's Raiva Deraiva, Ratzon Shebiratzonos. It's when he is most amenable, most open, most accessible, most eager to listen and answer our tefillos. So the Holy Shabbos we're about to enter. Turn this Friday into Erev Shabbos, and retroactively it'll be like you did it all year long. It's the first Erev Shabbos of the year. Be ready, turn on that music and set that table. And don't only wash your body, wash your soul. Get ready, L'kavod Shabbos Kodesh. Until next time, my dear friends, stay happy, stay healthy, and stay holy. L'kavod Shabbos Kodesh, the Holy Shabbos Kodesh. If you're watching on YouTube, simply hit subscribe. And you'll be notified in real time every time we go live, including Shabbos Shiva, tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Have a restful Shabbos, a holy Shabbos, a forgiving and atoning Shabbos, a restful and rebooting Shabbos, and please God, see you next week.